A new play by Arthur Miller is in previews this week at the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis. In it, Miller looks at the state of politics and the media, at violence around the world, human nature in general, and asks the question, how low can we go? His conclusion, pretty low. Arthur Miller says the play is a tragedy and also a farce. It's called Resurrection Blues. Minnesota Public Radio's Marianne Combs reports.
At the age of 86, Arthur Miller is trying his hand at the absurd.
I think it's because life as we live it now, it strikes me as more absurd than it ever did before. It's both more dangerous and tragic and hilarious. And the play reflects that. It's a play where you're, I hope, laughing your head off, and then suddenly you're covered with blood.
Resurrection Blues takes place in an unnamed South American country. A young man heralded by the people as the Messiah is causing trouble for the dictator, who decides to crucify him.
Felix, you are totally out of touch. They really think he is the Messiah, the Son of God.
But he isn't, is he?
But a crucifixion? Don't you see? It will prove they were right. These are simple people. It could bring them roaring down out of the mountains.
Shooting doesn't work. People are shot on television every 10 minutes. Bang, bang, and they go down like dolls. It's meaningless. But nail up a couple of these bastards, and believe me, this will be the quietest country on the continent and ready for development.
An American television network catches wind of the crucifixion and buys the exclusive broadcast rights. Resurrection Blues is more overtly funny than Miller's previous works, but Miller insists humor lurks even in Death of a Salesman. Miller says the biting wit of Resurrection Blues is a response to the lack of honesty and substance in politics, media, just about everything.
I don't think I felt so close to the edge of the cliff as I do now. To me, the whole theatrical side of our government, of all governments, has been more and more, less and less of a metaphor and more of a factual reality. Finally, you're left looking at show business. And I've never felt this extreme about it, at the absence of any authenticity.
The TV crew director is devastated when she learns she's been sent to shoot a real crucifixion. Up to now, she's only made commercials. Yet despite her horror, she also has her career to consider, as her producer reminds her.
All right, dear. Let's parse this out head on, okay? It's clear, isn't it, that you are not responsible for it happening, right? In fact, showing it on the world screen could help put an end to it forever. Yes, that's it. If I were moralistic, I'd even say you have a duty to shoot this. Really, I mean that. In fact, it could end up a worldwide blow against capital punishment, which I know you are against, as I passionately am.
The play takes several twists as characters weigh their own desires against any vague sense of responsibility they may or may not feel to society. Even the Messiah agonizes over whether it's a good idea to be crucified, so a friend throws himself at the mercy of the dictator in an effort to change his mind.
I think in some part of his mind he thinks it would help the people.
If he's executed.
Crucified.
He wants it.
In a way, maybe.
How would it help them?
Well, now that the revolution's practically gone, people are pretty, you know, cynical about everything.
What about it?
To see a man tortured for their sake, you know, that a man could actually, like, care that much about anything.
You're telling me something. What are you telling me? Does he want it or not?
Director of Resurrection Blues, David S. Bjornson, says the characters in this play are full of self-doubt and contradictions.
I think it's true. I think that a lot of people feel this way. They can be very moral and high-minded one second and very self-serving the next. And we've all almost gotten to the point where we accept this as just the way it is. And I think that what the play asks is it possible for us to go on in this direction any longer? Or does something very fundamental need to change in order for us to survive?
Arthur Miller doesn't expect to change the world with this play, but he hopes it will, in his words, wise people up to what's going on in the world.
Well, if they could detect the absurdity in life and try to resolve it, which is a big order. I'm not sure I can do that. But if you are acutely aware of how crazy it is, and then begin to ask how you can change that, it's the beginning of it. But You know, art doesn't change anything directly most of the time.
At least one person who's seen an Arthur Miller play did have his life changed by the experience. Lionel Barker was in the audience in 1963 when the Guthrie Theater closed its first season with Death of a Salesman. Barker was a salesman and felt some of Willie Loman's desperation.
I could have cried for him. And I thought, oh my God. My wife at that time was sitting next to me. I said to her, I said, my God, I said, am I going to end up like that guy? And she was very supportive, and she said, well, why don't you just quit then?
Barker did. He went back to school, got a teaching certificate, and taught high school until he retired. Arthur Miller says it's unlikely in today's information-saturated world that a play can have as great an effect as it did back at the beginning of his career. And while he hopes Resurrection Blues will be successful, he's sure it will be controversial.
I expect it would be, with some people who don't have a sense of humor. And that's a lot of people. Well, we'll see what happens. The planes go out twice a day, so I can get away from him.
Resurrection Blues opens Friday at the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis and runs through September 8th. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Combs in St. Paul.